Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I think taking the conditions and everything into consideration. That wasn't actually a bad game overall at all from by the team.
No, I think you've got two teams who like to play football and in conditions like that. Both of them have been excellent. You know,
absolutely.
I think first half, you know, we scored a great goal and then kind of eased off the off the throttle. You know, where we had such a hard time about going and pressing and making sure the hard work was done. I thought they did that to a man in the second half, and you know, put Trafford back and restricted them to any chances that I can think of. You know, balls whizzing across the box, and you know, another day you'd end up with it's 4 and 5, or you know, we just have taken one. But you know, from Saturday's game, where I thought possession wise we did okay, and we managed to score two goals against Whitby. That was more like Iwatsi, getting into the right areas and putting the right kind of ball in.
Seems to be a lot more urgency, I think.
In the
middle of the pitch, I mean, Callum was everywhere, and, you know, got man of the match and deserved it, and Dean as well. It just seemed to move a bit quicker than probably Saturday.
That's something that we've spoken about. You know, it's just a shame we've not had a chance to paint many pictures in respect of what we can do in a training session, but we can do that on Thursday night. We can build on the good work that we started in the second half and the first half. You know, if you look at that goal, the way that we worked Callum into a position where he's going to be dangerous, not playing him too deep, you know, it's a goal really worthy of winning the game.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's good to bounce back. You know, we'd like to win, but you've got to take that off to Trafford as well.
Yeah.
Because people look at them and think, oh, the position-wise, wherever they are in the table, I don't even know where they are in the table. But I know earlier on in the season, they'd lost a couple of games and stuff like that. You know, they're brand new to this division, and they've got the scalps of Skelmersdale and Fylde under the belt. So that tells you that they're a good side. You know, and that's credit to Varney and his players.
You've got to be kicking the bench that goal though again, because it's a free kick coming in. It's like the second one on Saturday, just not defending the free kick again.
No, exactly. You know, we spoke to him about it. In respect of just everybody's touch tight. Just if you hold your line, they're going to be offside. And if they're not offside, then I'll be asking questions of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then he should be coming to get it. If the ball's played in at the pace that it was played in at, if you hold your line, they're going to be offside. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one of them, another thing that we can talk about and learn from. But we've got to start doing it quickly. We've got to learn quickly because, you know, we need to start getting on a good run. And hopefully, you know, it'll see us up there, and let's see where it takes us.
And finally, I think we're for the officials keep that game going tonight in those conditions.
Yeah,
some referees would have just called it a day at some point.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent. I thought it was, you know, it's a man's game, and he was quite understanding in respect of, you know, slide tackles going in and not getting too happy with his cards, which is nice to see.
Fingers crossed that it holds off us for Saturday's game. I think that's a problem now.
Yeah, you know, it's just been out there now, so I think it's just one of them minutes.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And, you know, you've got to give a mention as well to the ground staff at Berry, because they've been magnificent.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
The troubles that they had during the summer, doing any kind of rehab on the pitch, and, you know, for it to be holding out like it has done, I think is superb.
So,
Apologies to Dave Flitcroft.
See you soon.
All right, cheers.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.